Welcome back to Giants.com with your two-minute drill. I am John Schmelk. The New York Giants fell to the San Francisco 49ers at MetLife Stadium last Sunday, 16-10. And a big reason for those struggles were the five interceptions by Giants quarterback Eli Manning. Now, Eli likes to say every interception has its own story. And in this game particularly, it's an accurate statement. There were tip passes, there was a lack of protection, and some confusion in the secondary. Eli and head coach Tom Coughlin talked to the media this week and talked about how pressure by the defense up front can turn into turnovers.
No, I thought my feet were pretty good. You know, there was a couple times where, yeah, I had, you know, had to move because of, because of some pressure. But, you know, I thought my feet were sound and was throwing, throwing it, to where I was trying to throw the ball, they're in the proper position to make the throws.
You know, and I'm not making any excuses for them either. I mean, at this level, you're going to get pressure. You're going to have people in your face. You're going to have people at your feet. But you deal with it, you know. But in situations sometimes where you're about to release the ball and you feel like you have to hurry in order to do something with the ball, you make an errant throw, you know, and it becomes a turnover.
Now, until that game against the Niners and Eli's five picks, the Giants had done a much better job of protecting the football. They will try to get back on that page when they play the Cowboys next week. Now, Eli Manning's found a really good rapport with Odell Beckham Jr. He only threw one pick when targeting Beckham in this game, and that was really a great play by linebacker Chris Borland. Eli's going to have to make plays, but even more importantly than that, the Giants would like to get a running game to try to balance that a little bit so all the pressure isn't on Eli and on that offensive line to protect him on those long 5- and 7-step drops. They got to have balance, and getting a lead early might not be a bad thing either for the Giants. They can run the football. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.